Oh.
Hey, Mark. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. You know, Monday is always busy, busy, busy. So I'm just giving you a follow-up call. I spoke to you and Patricia previously about Google Guaranteed, also our pro package. Do you remember speaking with me?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So have you guys considered it since the last time we talked?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, any questions for me that I can answer?
Yes. So we're going to be on that first group of people when you Google roofer in Plainfield or whatever, exterior contractor Plainfield. We're going to pop up in that first group.
Correct. For the Google Guaranteed platform, remember, we had you under two verticals, the roofing vertical, the window repair vertical. So, and you'll have a list of subcategories that you're able to choose from. You don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn the type of jobs that you want on. But yes, sir, the very first thing that shows up is that Google Guaranteed section.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then remember, too, it's a pay-per-lead program, right? So the benefit of these leads is they're only sent to you, so you're not sharing the lead with other companies. It's coming through via phone call. And remember, the kicker on it, you're only going to pay for qualified leads. So if you schedule an estimate, like schedule an appointment with the lead, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Is that all ringing a bell?
Yes.
Okay.
But let's say, I only get charged if I schedule an appointment. Is that what you said?
Schedule an appointment or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry. But, yes, sir, those are the two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for.
Okay. So how are you going to know that happens?
Great question. So every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number that shows there. It's a Google rotating number, which forwards to your phone. So it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead. And it's recorded by Google bots. So like basically an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. Okay, so it's automatically done for you. Now to safeguard it, you're going to have a tracking system through us, which will show you every lead that came through, and it'll show next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Okay. So you'll know because you'll be on the phone that I'm talking on if I schedule an appointment or if I turn around and quote them over the phone.
It won't be me personally or even a live like person, but yes, sir, there's an AI that'll pick it up, you know? So they'll know if you scheduled an appointment or quoted them. It's crazy how accurate it is. If you, like, let's say they call and it's like out of your radius, service you don't provide, solicitation call, somebody looking for a job, right? Like employment. Those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. Nothing you have to do on your end.
And do I have to keep track of them? Or
no, what I'd recommend, when you take the call, you're going to know it's a Google guaranteed call. So you're going to know, like, hey, if this was qualified or unqualified, just check it, like, weekly, right, in your tracking system. Some of my clients check it daily. Some check weekly, some check monthly. So it's whatever your preference is, really. But just look in there just to kind of keep track of, hey, this lead came through, it was qualified, you know, and it says paid next to it. Or this lead came through, it was unqualified, it should say unpaid next to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just kind of monetarily track it, but you don't have to track it like on a, you know, hourly basis or anything like that. you know?
Is there screw-ups on this?
So, okay, very rarely, but I've seen it both ways, okay? I've seen it where the lead was actually qualified, and it said unpaid next to it, right? In that situation, who cares? That's just a free lead, AI's bad, whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. But I have also seen where it was unqualified, and it said paid next to it. If that happens, right, what we do is we dispute the lead for you directly to Google on your behalf, okay? But we just have to know, like, that it was an unqualified lead, right? So I have seen it happen very rarely, but, you know, even these freaking robots make mistakes, you know? For sure.
Yeah, I understand. And then what happens, like, I make an appointment, the people call back, cancel, you know?
Okay. Great question. So if you schedule an appointment on that call,
they're not there. Yeah, they're not there. They didn't no show.
But you schedule an appointment on the call, right? Google's going to consider that a qualified lead that you're charged for. So if you go, like, if you schedule the appointment and you go and you don't land the job with them, or they're not there, right? Or anything, like, after you've scheduled the appointment, Google considers that a qualified lead that you were charged for.
Okay. Yeah. Even if they didn't show, even if they call back and said, hey, you know, my uncle does it, sorry, shouldn't have called, whatever, I still pay.
We could try to manually dispute it for you, but I just want to shoot you straight, like 100%, that dispute would get denied because the appointment was scheduled on the initial call, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm, you know, there's give and take, you know, yeah. I understand that. There's give and take. You're not always going to have a perfect lead, you know.
Right.
You get to the job, the people can't speak English. I mean, you know, whatever.
Right.
There's never a there's never a perfect, there's never 10 perfect leads, you know.
Right.
You're not a 10. If I got 9, I'd be happy, you know. If I got 8, I'd probably. So,
you get 9 out of 10, I'd be doing backflips, you know, that's amazing right there.
If I get 9 out of 10 good leads, I'd be happy. If I landed 9 out of 10, yeah, we'd be both doing flips.
Yeah, that's what I meant. If you land 9 out of 10 backflips, you know, would be amazing. And you know, the good thing is they're picking you. Google backs you, right? Like, they're saying, hey, we guarantee this company. So the client feels more assured to go with you, and you're going to know it's a Google guaranteed lead. So it'll come through as LSA lead. So I would really, like, kind of probe, like, hey, you own the house, you know, just really, like, kind of ask them qualifying questions before you schedule that appointment. Because if you schedule the appointment, Google's going to charge you, you know?
Well, if I don't schedule the appointment, they won't.
Correct. So if you're on the phone and it's like, you know, it's not a service you provide, or basically if you don't book an appointment or quote them on the phone, the AI picks that up and you're automatically not charged. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you are, if it did happen, right, that's an easy lead to dispute, you know, because we could say, hey, no appointment was scheduled, no quote was given, you know, the client asked them these questions, they're not even the owner of the house, so, you know, if it did happen, that's an easy dispute to win. But if you schedule an appointment, get out there, they're a renter, just wanting to know, like, how much a roof costs for when they buy a house in 10 years, you know, they're going to charge you because you scheduled that appointment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that too sometimes. Oh, we just want you to get on our roof because a storm blew through, you know, and not that I wouldn't do that, but, you know, so how much is a lead done?
So the roofing vertical, that vertical just means category, that's at $58.67 per qualified lead. And then the window repair vertical, which we also talked about, that has, like, window repair, window insulation, door insulation, yada, yada, yada. That one is actually a little more than roofing. It's at $64 per qualified lead.
Okay. And siding? Or how many categories do I pick?
So you could pick on the subcategories, you could pick as many as you want for the vertical. So roofing vertical has roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair, skylight installation, skylight repair, storm wind damage, roof repair. Okay. So you could pick any of the subcategories. If you're talking about multiple verticals, you could pick as many as you want as long as you're qualified. So give me 1 second. I should have put these in the notes already, but let me check it real fast. Well, it might be in the email I sent you actually. No, it's not. Okay, let me check the requirements real fast. So you do siding too, right? You want me to check that one?
I do roofing, siding, gutters, and windows.
Got it. All right, let's see.
They shouldn't soffit, but that kind of goes along with
Do siding. You have a Illinois State limited roofing license, or what type of license do you have?
No, I my subcontractor has a license.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Okay.
Yeah.
So remember
the permit. I just pulled a permit. I just got it today with his license. Yeah.
Okay. So I remember talking to you and Patricia now. So remember the DBA, right? They would have to add Northwestern Exteriors on the license in order for us to target you on Google Guarantee. At least for that specific vertical. Let me check window repair too. Give me one quick second here. Let me actually do a test account. That way I can see everything that's required.
I was talking to the BBB the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady called me because the girl that called me earlier in the year, she said, oh, you can't be involved with us until you have your roofer's license. Well, this girl calls me the other day, and she's like over that other girl, and she said, hey, I was just reviewing this account. I see what was said, and that's not true. She said, we just have to put in your ad licensed, insured, and bonded subcontractors.
Got it.
She said, as long as that's in there, then that's not a problem, that you're using a licensed subcontractor. You know, so you can go ahead and do this advertising with the Better Business Bureau, get involved with us, and, you know, as long as you have that in your... What did she say? Did she say website, or did she say just on the ad with the Better Business Bureau? Yeah. But that was something we're probably going to move forward with, too. So
with Google Guarantee, so I'm the main person that sets these accounts up, so you're speaking to the right person. Typically, give me 1 second. I messed up. I put massage school on here too. Let me.
No, I don't do that. I've thought about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Right. Here, let me take that off real fast.
My secretary refuses. She said no. We're not.
Right. I clicked the wrong thing. So I put roofing, window services, siding on there. But with Google Guarantee, typically. And massages too. That'd be a good little caveat to it for sure. But with Google Guaranteed, like the insurance, for example, right, you have to have the business name that you're marketing, or there has to be a DBA with that on the insurance and or license on the requirements, you know. So I understand what you're saying, and I know that works for the state or for the BBB too, but for Google specifically, like the Google Guaranteed program, they require to see the business name on the license requirement, the insurance, et cetera, unfortunately, you know. Mm-hmm. Give me a 1 second. Still waiting for this test account.
Well, my, so Northwestern Exteriors is actually a DBA. So it's Northwestern Land Development.
Okay.
Doing business as Northwestern Exteriors.
Okay, so Northwestern Land Development, DBA, okay. Do you have insurance in the, like, liability insurance in the company name, or do you use that through the contractors as well?
Both,
okay. Give me 1 second. Let me just keep running this test account to see.
And make them add me as a additionally insured on their policy, and then I also carry it.
Okay, good. What's the address that the business is registered at?
24227 West Commercial Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544.
Got it.
Yeah. Get that stuff from me.
All right. Give me a second. I've asked for a Google rep to give us a faster way to do this, and she told me you just got to create an account. So, just bear with me. It'll show me all the requirements, though. So, second. I'm pull up the siting cost per lead too while this is loading.
Then we have a budget, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a minimum budget requirement. So when you do the two verticals I already sent you, the roofing vertical and the window repair vertical, you have to go off the highest minimum budget requirement, which in this case would be the window repair vertical. That budget's at $835.
So it's going to cost me, what is it going to cost me to get it?
Day one at setup, it's $250 for the application / management fee. So that's to submit your Google Guaranteed application, submit the license, insurance, run the background check, plus we link your Google reviews to your Google Guaranteed page. So that's getting everything set up. And then once you're approved, you get an email, text, phone call verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Once you give us the thumbs up on that, then the lead budget would be charged and your leads would be active right at that point.
So when you say the lead budget would be charged, you take the whole $765?
$835 is for the window repair vertical. Yeah, so when you do multiple verticals, we don't add the minimum budgets together. We have to go off the highest minimum budget requirement, which in this case is the window repair. Yeah.
So, but when you say window repair, is there window replacement?
It is. Yeah, so there's even doors on that one. Let me, hold on. While this is pulling up, let me list these off to you. So it's window repair, window installation, board up, door installation, door repair, glass installation, skylight repair.
Okay. So it would be window replacement.
Yep. Yes, sir. You would basically just turn those type of leads on.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it, it left the massage glue on here. I'll take it off in 1 second.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me just get the requirements for the other three, though.
Patricia don't like that.
thing is taking forever today. It's crazy.
She's in a bad mood today. She locked herself out of the house.
Oh, really? That sucks. Thank God for locksmiths, you know?
Well, friend had a key. She just had to go get it.
Oh, gotcha.
But her truck keys are in the house, too, so.
Quality problems.
All right, well, it's Monday, too.
Yeah. Mondays are always, you know, it's funny, my great niece, her favorite day, she's only four, right? But her favorite day is Monday. Yeah. I was like, we'll see if that lasts her whole life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she loves Monday. Like anything she wants to do, she's like, Monday, we'll do it Monday. All right, let's see. When we got one more next,
after that when she's a teenager.
That's what I'm thinking, you know. Yeah.
We'll wait till 16 or 18, we'll ask
it. I think it'll turn to Saturday real quick.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Sorry, changes were not saved. Ah, come on. Cool thing is I only got to do this once, and then I'll save all the info in here. I thought I ran it for you guys last time, but I didn't see the test account, so.
Well, I have notes that relate to most of what you're saying, so.
Okay. Let's see.
So when you take, we got this minimum budget, do you take that all at one time or do you take it,
We do. So it kind of works like an escrow account, right? So you have the window repair vertical, right? Minimum budget's $835. So that $835 budget, right? That's for your leads. So every window repair vertical that comes through is going to be $64 per lead. Every roofing vertical lead that comes through is $58.67 per lead, right? So anytime you do multiple verticals, 10 times out of 10, you have a rollover because it doesn't add up to the full amount of the $835. So basically anything you don't use rolls over to the next month. So let's say you took on, I'm just going to use one lead as an example. Let's say you take on one qualified lead and you pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $835. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $64 or the $58.67 for the roofing lead to replenish your lead budget.
Oh, because I had that extra from the month before.
Exactly. So we don't keep charging $835 each month. Basically, you're charged the amount of leads you took on to replenish that $835 budget.
Mm-hmm.
Something is going on with these test accounts. Hold on. This is the first time it's taken this long. Hold on. Let me refresh again. Okay. Hit next. Sorry, your changes were not saved. Please try again. It's super weird. What I might have to do is get with our rep. I have an appointment with her here soon anyway, so that works perfect. But it's not letting me create the test account to see your guys' requirements, which I've never seen it do this before. It might be because I added that massage. Here, let me try to just redo it all.
Take the massage thing off.
Just going to create it and then take it off, but that might be what's kind of messing it up, you know? So let me, hold on. Just create a whole new one here.
You don't tell your rep that I do real sand massages. She's going to
No, for sure, for sure. Yeah. I did, it was just I clicked the wrong thing, you know. All right, so here we go. Roofing. Siding. And then window services. Okay. Go down here. Make sure I add the right ones this time. Ink siding. Window services. Okay. Back here. The code 60544. Create account. Okay. Failed to create a new account. Okay. So what I'm going to recommend, just so I could have everything pulled up, is it okay if we schedule for same time tomorrow? Does that work for you, or do you guys want to do later today? Like, I got to make sure I have the right requirements pulled up for you.
Okay. Let me look at tomorrow. I think okay. It does.
Yeah, really tomorrow. Sorry about that. Yeah. First time I've seen that ever happen. So.
That's all right. So what time tomorrow?
So today we had it at 1, but I can reschedule you for whatever time works best for you.
1 works.
I just have a 10 a.m. tomorrow and a 3 already, though.
Okay, let's do 1.
All right, perfect. All right, so I got you in for 1, and I have that meeting coming up in just 30 minutes, so it works perfect. What I'll do is once I have the actual requirements, like once we get this fixed, whatever's going on, I'll email them to you too, okay? Just so you have them before tomorrow's appointment, and then I'll have everything pulled up, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, really sorry about that, guys, you know, but I'll get it straightened out for sure, okay?
Okay, talk to you, bye.
All right, bye.